Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:03 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan here. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And we do have the top 5 most important Falcons for this season, according to Mike and Bo, whose knowledge is vast on Falcons football. We're going to get to that momentarily. But I did see yesterday, Mike, on our day off, you tweeted about committing the ultimate parental mistake.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was a cardinal sin. So something that you just don't do.
What did you do?
I had a hangover. I had a hangover yesterday while my children are on part-time daycare. They've been staying home on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but Thursday just happened to be one of the days that my wife actually had to go to work. So yesterday she had to go to work, and I was at home, and I was hungover. We went on a couple's a date night with another couple friend of ours. We went to the Woodall, I believe it's called, on the Upper West Side, which is a really cool spot. And we got done of 3 hours of dinner. My mother-in-law was in town, and we got done with 3 hours of dinner, and my wife was like, I don't want to go home. So we ended up going over to classic Atlanta spot, Ormsby's.
Oh,
which you
good
always
for you.
Know is going to be open till like 1 a.m. on a random Wednesday.
Man, Ormsby's will mess you up,
dude,
because you're playing games.
Dude.
You don't realize how far into the cups you are.
We were on the shuffleboard table.
Okay.
And before I knew it, we were in a bad way. So shout out to that Uber driver for getting us home safely, because I know that whatever he was listening to was the conversations in the backseat were probably just strange, to say the least. But my wife woke up in terrible shape. She had to go to work, though, like I said, and I was home with the kids. And my mother-in-law went to visit my wife at work, so there I was on an island by myself going, the cardinal sin of parenting is you never have a hangover around toddlers. And before I know it, my son turned it into a WWE match on the couch. And I was like, dude, it's not good. It's not good right now.
How do you even nurse a hangover with toddlers crawling all over you? Do you liquid IV? Like, what do you got going on?
The second problem is that I was without a car because we drove to dinner and Ubered.
Oh, no.
So there I am on an island at home, no vehicle. And I was like, dude, DoorDash is about to get hit up. I don't know what's going to happen. The liquid IVs have got to come in strong. Whatever. Dude, it was bad. It was bad. It was a rough day. But I made it.
I don't know about the toddler thing, but with an infant and you got a little bit of a axe in your head, you just start moving, Allie. You just hydrate, take 5 or 6 Excedrin or aspirin, and you just start moving, and you don't look back. And you know what? Eventually, one or two things will happen. The headache will go away, or you'll forget that you have a headache because there's something else that's a bigger headache. and that's it. I mean,
It's really all about sleep deprivation, really, at that point with one, the age of pork chop, because you're like, dude, I need sleep to get over this hangover. But she is not. The Tyler thing is they're just rambunctious, man. It's like, dude, I can't handle this. And I had no backup plan. And it was bad to see. A lot of bad decisions were made.
How are you feeling today?
I'm much better.
Okay,
Thank you for asking.
Yes. Good. Because we have very important information to get to. I want to make sure you're clear and ready.
No. Thinking very clear.
Okay, because we've got the top 20 most important Falcons list that we've been going over, according to Mike and Bo. We've listed 15 players now, guys. You're down to the top five. So again, Mike, you need to be clear and ready to get to these top five.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Number five, I'll go ahead and start this one off, and I think this was when we got down to the top five, and Bo and I were kind of going back and forth on how to, you know, place these guys. This is a guy who came up that could have, you know, slid down or slid up. It's Drake London at number five. Drake London being one of the most important Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, he's been a guy that, you know, it is what it is. Also, do an extension at some point in the very near future. He's a guy that grew into the power slot role in Zach Robinson's offense. He's not an outside wide receiver, which he was probably utilized a little bit too much early in his career. He's not a burner. He is a tough guy that really sets the tone for this offense in a lot of different ways. He is the enforcer at the wide receiver position, which you do not see very often. But when you look at his ability, guys, on 50-50 catches, his ability to create comfort with Michael Penix, being a first-time signal caller and a first-time starter this year for the Atlanta Falcons, I think he's a safety blanket. I think he's everything that tight ends are supposed to be in an offense when you talk about young quarterbacks. And Drake London sliding in at number five on our list of most important Falcons for the 2025 season. I don't think there's much argument that can be had that he definitely belongs in the top five on that list.
Yeah, I agree. The passing game goes through him, does it not?
Yes.
I mean,
it starts with him and ends with him.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, absolutely. It's a great pull. Mike and I both had him on our list, and so it was easy for us to put him where we did, as he said. And with that, on to the next. Number four, I tell you what, with great pride, it tells me this guy is become one of the best players on the team, and he's one of the most important because there was a lot of back and forth when he was drafted in 2020, and that's A.J. Terrell. He is the best cornerback on this team. He's one of the best in the NFL.
Yes,
I think he's top 10 easily. He's just his duty. He's had all pro years, and he's had years where he hasn't been as good. You know, it's lots been made about his interception numbers, but whatever it is, the guy shuts people down. And his interceptions were up last year. This is the first year of his new deal. And he is not only a hometown kid, but he's a great guy in the community. He's a great teammate. He's a leader on this team. They need him to play near. If this team was to make a deep playoff run, I think you'd look back and say A.J. Terrell had an all-pro caliber season. Now, he is going to be better if the pass rush is better. But he's been pretty good in his career, even having an all-pro year without a pass rush. He's very important to the success of this NFL team, especially the defense.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. When you guys, let's just be real here. When you look at teams that are able to make playoff runs, a lot of it comes down to the ability of their corners in that given year. Very few times you see corners that have these extended runs of just dominance that last more than two or three seasons. And a lot of those times when you get those guys, they're able to make waves back in the secondary. I think also when you look across the division, and at least what Carolina and Tampa are trying to create with their wide receiver core, A.J. Terrell becomes that much more important. So, obviously both those teams drafting receivers, re-signing receivers, developing receivers, he's got to be on top of his game. We don't, and we've already included Mike Hughes in this list, we don't really know what's going to happen with the rest of the secondary. And so for that reason, I think you look at A.J. Terrell and you're like, dude, not only is he important because of his ability and the way he has played, but what you expect from him in the very near future, and Bo bringing up interceptions and things of the like for him to kind of hit even a new level in terms of the way he's able to play. Number three, speaking of which, in the secondary that we're not sure how things are going to shake out, Jesse Bates is the guy. Jesse Bates is the all-pro. Jesse Bates is the captain. Jesse Bates is the straw that stirs the drink. And I'm comfortable not only putting him, like we were talking about A.J. Terrell, not only putting him at number three because of what he has done and what your expectations are for him, creating those turnovers, being really the center point of that defense in the secondary, but also the fact that we don't know who was going to be playing next to him. We toss back and forth. You got a list of top 20 most important Falcons for 2025, and we didn't include a strong safety because there's three options really looking at that position and the depth that you can create along that. So I felt comfortable with Jesse Bates at three, like I said, not only because of what he has done, but what he's going to be asked and tasked to do this year back in the secondary, making sure everybody's lined up, especially with Jeff Ulbrich taking over the defense.
Yeah, Jesse Bates is the leader. And there's no doubt he is going to be so instrumental for the young guys on this defense? You said you talked about you don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the secondary, and I think you mean the other safety spot and that nickel spot. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesse Bates will have a huge part of that. Jerry Gray's a guy who it's still here and is a big part of it. I'm telling you, Jesse Bates is an on-the-field leader. You know why he's important to me, Mike? Not just all on the field, but I told you, I've said this 1,000 times. I've seen this guy get on the bus and in the loading dock after a game and go over film with other players, and that's going to be huge for these young players. So you can't talk about how you can't say enough how important he is. Just like this next player, don't know how I got this guy, because you guys know how I love to rave about him and just give him all of the flowers. But Bijan Robinson, a top 5 running back in the NFL that no one talks about nationally. Guy had over 1,800 all-purpose yards. We said the passing game goes through Drake London. Guess what? The offense goes through Bijan.
Fair.
I agree. And the stop. I think he's going to have his best year receiving in the NFL. It's like, let's unlock him in the receiving game. And that said, he had I had to pull my chart, but he had like 400 yards, I think, receiving last year. Phenomenal. I mean, just the dude is a heck of a back. He had almost 1,900 all-purpose yards last year, 431 yards receiving on 61 catches. I think he goes over 600 this year in receiving. He can have that type of impact. There's only one player on offense that's more important than Bijan Robinson. But
Kyle Pitt. No, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's just hateful. But I'm going to tell you
Michael Penix Jr., obviously at number one. I don't think there's any secret when it comes to the way this team is expected to play and the expectations, not only for right now in the near future, but the long-term future with Michael Penix. We can talk all we want to about expectations for the Falcons offense and the first round draft picks and what the running game will be and how you feel comfortable moving forward with what this team is. But Bo, I think you'll join me in saying this. Michael Penix has got to be the dude. So you not only include a number of superstars there in your top 5, but include somebody that's honestly to a point unproven in Michael Penix Jr. Although you think the sky's the limit for him, he still has to do it on the field. He is the most important Falcon for 2025.
Yeah, I think anytime, Mike, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think anytime you do a most important player list on any team, you can pretty much start at number one with their quarterback. When quarterbacks go down, it changes everything. This year could be the one example where somebody could be like, well, I'd argue something different because you have a very good backup quarterback who is now saying he's healthy again. If he ever wasn't or was, whatever, who cares? The fact of the matter is, though, is, if, to your point, this team is to take that next step, it is Michael Penix that's going to help them do that. A lot of people think he's going to be the breakout player this year in the NFL. And it's hard to argue based on the 3-game sample size we got last season. He is fun to watch, and this season can be a lot of fun if he takes that next step on and off the field. That means with leadership and on both.
I think you'll join me, too, in saying that there's a 1B, there's a nuance to this that I think Zach Robinson, if we were actually including coaches in this top 20 list, that Zach Robinson, just because of who your top two guys are, and Bijan and Michael Penix, Zach Robinson also is a guy that has to kind of take that step forward. And I think that's massively important for him to be able to do, to make Michael Penix comfortable, to make sure this run game hits a new gear, to make sure these offensive linemen are being comfortable in their protection, and making sure you're utilizing everybody in the passing game to the best of their ability. I think it's of the utmost importance.
Is it fair to say, though, that those two guys being here, like Penix taking over as the full-time starter and Bijan being in now year 3, they are actually – that's part of their importance, is because they're going to help him be able to take that next step by allowing him – because I think this season you're going to be able to put in a full slate of plays – that maybe weren't there last year that he's always wanted to do because of their skill sets.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And the fact of the matter is that every other position on the offense, seemingly you have the pieces in place, right? And I think that's why we have such high expectations for the Falcons. And the reason you have questions of where they've been the last few years in terms of the playoffs, the pieces are there. Like, you had all these first round draft picks all over this offense and guys that you know that you can rely on. And Michael Penix, Zach Robinson, Bijan, and everybody else really up and down this list. They just got to play up to their potential and hopefully outdo some of what it is.
Well, and thank you both for putting this list together. I know it took a lot of time, thought, and care, a lot of debating back and forth, but you came together. Synergy. I felt the synergy between you two on this list. If you want to check out the top 20 most important Falcons, the entire list is on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, at 929 Morning Shift. You can jump on there, give us your thoughts. And coming up, he just can't stop making headlines. Shedeur Sanders is in the news again, not for the best reason. That is next when we go In the Huddle on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah.
Down the right field line. Stay fair. Yes, it will. Here they come. Riley around third. A bases clearing double for Matt Olson.
I mean, that was just such a huge moment in the game last night. It's Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And because of that, Braves win, swept the Mets one last night, 7-1. Mets actually walked us 9 times. And, of course, you just heard Matt Olson had that 3-run double. Strider struck out 8 in 6 innings. Braves have now won 3 straight and 7 of 9. We're going to face the Marlins in Miami tonight.
Mm. Hey, what was the exit velocity on that Matt Olson?
Don't start, Bo.
Here we go.
Dave O'Brien had it, and I'm going to have to find it, but Dave O'Brien had a tweet about Olson lately, and I'll go ahead and tell you this first. For this series, Matt Olson has been just absolutely phenomenal. He went 5-for-11 in this series with a home run, 5 RBIs, three walks, only one K. It's just absolutely ridiculously good. But during his 20-game on-base streak, dude's hitting .315, .427 on-base percentage, three homers, nine doubles, 19 RBIs, and 14 walks. So he's not striking out. It's a big deal for Matt Olson because when he goes into those one of those slumps, he seems to strike out. But you can tell right now his launch angle is right. He has really got that pop. The series in a whole was phenomenal. The Braves now find themselves only 5.5 back in the wild card. That's what matters. Don't come at me about the division because I don't care about that stupid division at all. In fact, didn't do us any good when we won it in the playoffs with this new format. You're 5.5 back in the wild card. Spencer Strider was phenomenal last night for the second straight start. His last two starts, he's pitched 12 innings with 21 strikeouts, only two walks, one earned run. Before that, Mike, the four starts before that, 20 innings pitched, 13 earned runs, 10 walks, 16 hits, and only 19 Ks, and the Braves were 0-4 in those. You get Schwelly, Sell, Strider doing their thing, and it takes pressure off everyone, including who? Grant Holmes and Bryce Elder, because they don't have to feel like they have to be freaking perfect. Just like if Olson and Riley and Ozuna start hitting, we know what Acuna is going to do. But those guys start hitting in the middle, it also takes off pressure off everybody.
Yeah, you dropping names of the starting rotation, perfect opportunity to remind everybody that Grant McCauley will join us at 8:20. I want to ask him about Didier Fuentes making his debut tonight for the Atlanta Braves against the Miami Marlins. That'd be fun to keep track of that series. And you're right, we play the Matt Olson cut coming back from break. There was a point in this game where we felt like we could have broke it open multiple times, and finally Matt Olson did, and it felt like a runaway victory for a lot of different reasons on that front. So it was a fun game to watch, and obviously a sweep is massive. But to your point, you just got to keep stacking series wins, and hopefully they can do that against the Marlins and get right back at it on Monday against the Mets.
One of the moments last night that I thought was just so human, and I loved it, was when Drake Baldwin was up to bat and he had a 3-2 count, and if he had been walked, we were going to pull ahead, and the look on his face was, I understand this moment,
yeah,
and I am terrified.
It's also where you got the pitch com issue,
yeah,
which was maddening because the lid's about to blow off Truist, and they're like, oh, hey, pitch com, I can't. And I'm like, that's because there's probably 100 decibels going on at that time.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I saw your tweet about it. I saw you were upset about it. And I thought, it may have been Tom Glavine and Frenchie, but I remember Tom Glavine saying it like, having the pitch com issue really hurt the Mets at that point because Tom Glavine talked about how he got out of his rhythm and he kind of lost the moment and, again, lost all his rhythm. And you saw it. Next pitch, he ends up walking Drake and a run came through.
Yeah. Love to see it, man. Let's go. I'm going to be very careful with the wording here, but some unfortunate news coming across the NFL wire over the last 24 hours, and that is because Cleveland Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders speeding citation for driving 101 miles an hour. But it wasn't the first time this month. A couple of weeks ago, on June 6th, he got cited for doing 91 in a 65. And I want to get everybody's input on this. This is not a massive story, but it's not a nothing burger. Like, it is some kind of in-between. There's some kind of middle ground. We've talked so much about Shedeur Sanders, and he has done all the right things. He's checked all the boxes, since he has been a part of the Cleveland Browns. I think we've all been there where we've messed up and made bad decisions and had speeding tickets and whatever it is. Although, look, that has to end too. But I honestly can't say that I did it even worse a couple of weeks later. Like, it's like, can you learn your lesson and move on? With him being labeled numerous times throughout this draft process and this offseason as having a level of arrogance to him, the fact that you did this 2 weeks in a row, I think, is the more frustrating part of this entire conversation. So.
Yeah, there's footage out there too, and the way he carries himself, and it doesn't necessarily say that, hey, I've learned it, I'm good, and I understand. However, that being said, I'm torn on this because I'm not going to sit here and crush someone over something that I've done. Now, I did it once, and I didn't do it twice in like a 2 week span, but he is young, and these things happen. The other side is there's a lot of instances out there that we can look back on that this has ended badly when young players, even football players, one in college, one in the NFL, now have made some terrible decisions behind the wheel. So whatever this is, I think Dion will probably get with him. I know Dion's clearly a very active father and talk to him. I'm not saying it's a nothing burger, but at the end of the day, if he really has learned from this and moves on, it will be just a blip.
Yeah, I think that's the frustrating part too. And it's like I said, you know, I don't feel dismissive about speeding tickets. I mean, there's what, you know, 40,000 car accident deaths per year in the United States, something along those lines. And that's the frustrating part. But again, we've all made the mistake of speeding. Everybody's gotten a speeding ticket. I don't think I've done it 2 weeks later.
I mean, I can't sit here and hear you saying like he did it 2 weeks later and it's inexcusable without admitting I have done that.
Sure.
So I got a speeding ticket, and then 2 weeks later, same spot,
wow,
same place, got another speeding ticket.
Wow.
But actually, on the first one, I got a warning because I was like, I was just excited to go home and see my family.
Wow.
But it happened because it just seemed like a spot where there wasn't much going on. But I wasn't going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. We've had this conversation before. I don't want to rehash it, but there's been some dangerous speeds made by some people on this show. I don't want to look through the glass at anybody wearing glasses and it's playing music and sound bites right there. But
You mean the Vanilla Man?
Yeah, the Vanilla Man himself, speed racer.
I mean, look, you know, just like you all said, obviously I've had my issues with, one issue with going very fast in a place I shouldn't have been going fast. Allie, I'm not sure if you heard this story, but I was
I don't even want you to say the number. It's so bad.
I got to.
It was more than Shadura was doing. Let's just put it that way.
I was going 116 in a 70.
You're an idiot. Man.
Yeah, I was trying to get to work on time. Now, I'm not sure what Shadura was doing, obviously, but like we have all said, it happens. And
that's never happened to me, I'll be honest.
Yeah. I trying to get to work on time.
The only time I did that was when I was I paid like $400 to do it at Talladega one time. So that's insane.
The right way to do it.
Yeah, the right way to do it, I guess.
Just to give you a quick recap of how that ended for me, Allie, I got my license suspended.
As you should.
And right. And at the end of all the fines, including the automatic $250 you get for a super speeder, my ticket ended up being a little over $1,100.
Oh, yeah. But you're not.
And I lost all the money I had made over the summer, too.
Look, I wasn't going as fast as Dylan, but he's not the only person that's lost his license before on this show. And so, you know, I lost my license.
Did not know
that. When I was 17.
Y'all are crazy, dude.
But I was only doing 88 in a 55.
Yeah, I don't think that sounds as good as you think it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's just.
Well, it does when Dylan says he was 116.
I was like, don't even say that out loud. Like, you should never admit to that.
I mean, but I was 17. And that's why, I say Shador's young. And I understand, but you 2 weeks in a row and to have an attitude when you're getting pulled over, that's where you lose me.
Yeah. Real quick before we go to break, Jair Alexander joins the Ravens. He signed a contract worth a maximum of $6 million, including $2 million in incentives. I think, Bo, real quick, I'm comfortable in saying that he probably would not have taken that money to come here. I think that's a friendly deal for given the situation that he's playing in now.
He wanted to play with Lamar. That's this guy that he played with in college. He openly reported he took less money to play in Baltimore. It's a team that's on the cusp of possibly winning a championship, and he gets to go and play with someone that he's friends with. I mean, I know he won't be catching passes from him, but there's something to be said about being around someone that you have a relationship with.
Yeah, that's going to do it for In the Huddle, and we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get an update on what Bo is doing for the tailgate at home. We also got Fair Foul.
Yes, Fair Foul. More than two Braves will play in the All-Star game.
Ooh,
think about
that's a good
it.
Number.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
41, it's Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game with the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. And Squidbilly is remote today because he's got the tailgate at home going on. Bo, what are you cooking? How's it going over there?
I have a chuck roast on right now. Smoking a chuck roast. It's I use Baron Burton's W sauce as my binder. I mean, what else would I use? By the way, go to WSauce.com and use the promo code
Squid
for 15% off your order today.
That's SQUID, by the way.
That's right. You tell them, Dylan. You tell them. And then I used some Meat Church rub. I've been using some of their stuff. I got some of their stuff sent to me for given to me for Christmas. So I've been messing with that. And basically, look, I'm doing simple. This is for late this afternoon tonight. I'm gonna let this this chuck roast cook kind of like I would a pork butt. Get it to about 203, 204 degrees. Let it sit. Then I'm gonna pull the meat, as in pull it apart, and use it for pulled beef sandwiches. It's really good. I've got some of those Arby curly fries, and I'm gonna throw in the air fryer later too. And man, they're so good. I know you love those Arby's curly fries, Allie.
They're so good. I mean, they're one of those.
Her face lit up. She's like, yes.
So I'm gonna have to get some on the way home now.
Yeah.
Dude, they're. I'm gonna tell you something, Mike.
Tell me.
You put them in the air fryer and you use the right amount of Pam on them as you're spraying them, and you can get them just as crispy as they come out of the Arby's deep fryer.
I'm sorry. Did you say pan?
Pam. P-A-P-A-P-A-N-M.
Anyways,
I heard you say Pam, but I'll defend my guy Bo here. I heard him say Pam with an
Dylan.
M.
You're in the wrong spot, Dylan. Wrong time.
It's a movie reference. Mike was trying to make a movie reference, which he did successfully.
That was right over my head.
I appreciate you being his white knight, his knight in shining armor,
just
coming to his rescue. But no, that's not what that was.
I thought they were trying to get on you, Bo. I was trying to save you, man.
No,
I
was
trying
to save you. My guy at my back.
And not going to let him do that.
I was ready to stand on business.
He clearly said Pam. Anyways, man. Yeah.
You're making me hungry, too. I think it helped with the whole Pam thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Bo, do you have more pictures that you're tweeting out that I can retweet from the morning show?
I am literally, as soon as this segment's over, I am going out there to check my meat, the temp in it, and spray a little bit more about. I can't believe it's not butter on the outside of it. And I'm going to take a nice photo for everyone out there, and you can retweet it.
All right, at 929 Morning Shift, you are keeping those Fabio endorsement checks cashing. we do have to get a check in on the NBA Finals last night. Dylan, you were way wrong. Pacers forced a Game 7 by taking down the Thunder last night. Obi Toppin scored 20 points. Pascal Siakam added 16. Final score 108. Pacers 108. Thunder 91.
Yeah, Dylan, how's that crow taste, my friend?
Wow.
Look, now I understand why you thought it, but you know, with Halliburton limited, it made sense that this was going to be over. But Dylan actually, to his credit, said that they needed somebody to step up and score some big points off the bench. And Obi Toppin brought 20, as said, and Nembhard dropped 17. And my guy, though, I call him the little engine that could, even though he's not as, you know, he's taller than me, much taller than me. Because he's 6'1", is T.J. McConnell. He has been a spark plug for this team off the bench. In fact, Carlisle got a lot of heat for pulling him after he came in game 5 and added a little bit of a spark, and then he put Halliburton back in. But McConnell had, I mean, look at this stat line: 12 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. So just a phenomenal 24 minutes off the bench for him. Pacers started slow. But Dylan, they just kind of bum rushed the Thunder in the second quarter there, and that game was over by halftime, seemingly.
Well, and what's funny is I'm watching, I was flipping back and forth between the apps, not the channels, because you know you have to go between streamers, and I'm flipping between apps at that point, and I flip over and I'm looking at the, I think it was 22 points by the time the Braves game was over. And at 22 points, and I'm like, oh, man, that's crazy. It's getting a little lopsided. And then all of a sudden, it's like 24. Then it's 28. Then it's 30. And you're like, okay, might as well slide those guys to the bench, man. This is getting crazy.
Yeah, once Mark Dagenault put the reserves in to start the fourth quarter once, because they were down by 30 going into the fourth quarter, I went ahead and, you know, flipped that off. I was like, yep, this one's over with. They ain't coming back. Mark Dagenault has obviously waved the white flag. But, no, it's crazy because – the Thunder, at the beginning of the game, seemed like they were starting to grab the momentum a little bit, but then the Pacers go on their runs like they do, and they did not look back after that. And, Bo, to your point, you got to give T.J. McConnell and Obi Toppin all the credit in the world. T.J. McConnell is the ultimate spark plug, it feels like, for this Pacers team. And I mean, he gets the Pacers crowd going, too. And I love how he feeds into it. I think it was either after he got an offensive rebound that led to a three, or he may have scored a bucket, but then he stares at the Pacers crowd for a moment and then starts doing his hands like, yeah, come on, I know you're feeling it. And he gets that crowd hype, man. And that Indiana crowd is, we know, ready to go crazy over anything. And they've really gotten behind T.J. McConnell and this Pacers team. So credit to them. And I give credit to Tyrese Halliburton, too. He was a lot more effective. And he did a really good job playing through that calf injury, and he picked and chose his spots well. Like, you could tell he wasn't trying to do too much. He was a little bit more passive. He let T.J. McConnell be a little bit more aggressive, because on that calf he definitely couldn't get that lift that he was used to. But when he had open shots and he had open threes, he took them and he made them. So I give a lot of credit to Tyrese Halliburton, too, for not only playing through the injury but understanding what his limits were, not trying to do too much out there either.
Yeah, we wanted an exciting series. We got it, and Game 7 is Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, let's do this thing, Dylan. Yeah, it's fair or foul time, but you know what always fair? Buffalo's Cafe. Today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Allie, fair or foul?
Here we go. All right, Mike, I'm going to start you first on this one. Fair or foul? More than 2 Braves will play in the All-Star game.
Oh, man. Like, I think 2's the number. I think 2's the number. And honestly, I'm not even sure. You know, obviously, Chris Sale is probably that guy. You start getting past that. I think there's arguments to be made for a number of guys. But, like, Marcell Ozuna could have the right numbers to get it done. But you look at Seiya Suzuki and Kyle Schwarber, and obviously Shohei Ohtani being the DHs in the National League. I don't know. I don't think there's 3. I think there's 2. I think 2 is the perfect number. So I'm going to say foul. I think it's 2.
Oh.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think it might be foul as well. I think Chris Sale is a lock. I think he's got like a 1 ERA in like his last like 8 starts or something. And I think Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to be it as well. I mean, you look at Acuña and what he's done. He's got 8 home runs since coming back with 14 RBIs. I mean, the guy's hitting like 390-something. And guess what? He's had 6 home runs this month alone. He's already, I think he was like 5th or 4th in fan voting and the outfield or right field or whatever. So I think 2 might be the number, and that's fine. That's okay.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys to hang on to your thoughts on that one when the All-Star game happens, because injuries, people backing out, and just saying.
Touché. Maybe we'll ask Grant at 820.
Maybe we will.
Better stuff to ask him than All-Star.
All right, fair or foul, Steve Smith has lost sleep over not getting a second chance at an interview with Bo. This one might need some context,
dude,
if you would care to explain.
I so wish this had been in Rookie Report, because it was so funny when we were talking about this and Bo refusing to invite Steve Smith on the show that we were doing on a Saturday night at a secondary high school.
That's a horrible question, to be honest.
Well, you're a I'm not going to say it. You know what? This question is foul, because I'm wasting my time talking about this guy.
That's a horrible question, to be honest.
He's being – you know, this guy's got his own troubles. He needs to worry about, like, being sued. You know, I hope he does. So, fair. He's probably losing sleep.
No.
I mean, clearly, guy's got an ego twice as large as him. So, I'm just not a fan in any way. I mean, guy punched his own teammate in a meeting. So,
that's a horrible question, to be honest.
Yeah, well, look in the mirror, tough guy.
Mike, is it fair or foul?
It's foul. This man didn't even know this ever occurred. And he's like, oh, what? What happened?
All right.
I'm not letting that one go.
Fair or foul, Chris Sale will be the first back-to-back Cy Young Award winner for the Braves since Greg Maddux.
I'm going to say fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say fair. He seems so locked in. He's such a gamer. And he's such a guy that obviously his season this year mirrors exactly what happened last year. Kind of a first couple of starts, kind of getting his legs underneath him. But he seems so locked in. He's obviously very slider heavy at this point. I think you'd like to see a little bit of a third pitch kind of come along. But you can't hit what he's throwing. So I don't mind the fact that he hasn't ventured outside of the fastball slider kind of combination most of the season. He's been insanely good. And if he keeps on that track, nobody is going to catch him in that Cy Young race.
It's foul, because the baseball world is just licking their chops and to crown Paul Skenes, and his ERA right now is under 2.
Mm.
Plays for a terrible team. I think if Skenes stays healthy and they both stay on the same trajectory, I'm just not sure how Chris Sale can pass him. It just they want so badly to give this to him because he's the next it, and that's fine. I wish it would be true. I wish I could say fair, but right now for me, I think it's foul, and it's just unfortunate that they determined the Cy Young before the season even started, I feel like. And I'm not taking anything away from Skenes. I think he's phenomenal, but when this national media love affair with a player always overrides what happens on the field if the numbers are even close.
Okay. Yeah. Fair or foul, more than 2 major contributors were left off the top 20 most important Falcons list.
More than 2?
More than 2.
I think in the end that could be fair, but maybe not. I can only think of – I think Jake Matthews is one that got left off. I think Matthew Bergeron is one that got left off. Tyler Algier could be a major contributor, depending on what happens. So, and we don't know what will happen in a couple of spots, that there's going to be a competition battle. So I think it's fair to say, but that also means someone else might not be as important as we predicted or we looked at, right? So,
yeah, I think that it's fair that more than 2 got left off, because you mentioned the 2 offensive linemen we left off, Tyler Algier. How about Kyle Pitts, Ray McLeod? We're not on the top 20 list. Whoever starts at strong safety, which is going to be of massive importance, and also the nickel spot. So, yeah, there's a bunch of guys. There's also going to be some interior defensive linemen, and whether or not Zach Harrison is there remains to be seen. But you got to have that group step up as well. We ended up including Rook, but you mentioned Brandon Dorlus in the build-up to that. There's going to be more than 2 that were left off the list of top 20 most important players, and that's why it was a tough list to make.
Yeah, absolutely. Reminder, you can see that list on X at 929 Morning Shift if you want to see Mike and Bo's opinions on that. Now, fair or foul, when the Morning Shift heads to Echo Park Speedway for the Quaker State 400, we'll see at least 1 shirt with Mike Johnson's new nickname for the track, the Echo Chamber. And it can't be worn by Mike Johnson.
I was going to say, yes, you'll see one. It'll be mine. It'll be drawn on by Sharpie. Or if I can get Bo's Squid Nation t-shirt lady to go ahead and mock things up, maybe we can make that happen. But yes, the Echo Chamber t-shirts will be in full supply.
she has a name, and if you want that done, you better get it to KCB pretty quickly because time is running out. But I would love to say fair. I wish we could all have an Echo Chamber shirt and wear it maybe, you know, Friday for our show, and so I think that'd be awesome. But
this is a good time to say, Allie, that you'll hear what Ryan Blaney thinks of that nickname coming up in just a few minutes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. You can book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And like Mike just mentioned, Mike and Bo had a chance to chat with NASCAR champ Ryan Blaney. We will get to hear that conversation next.
I want you guys to listen in really, really closely on how nervous Bo's voice sounds as he's talking to his favorite NASCAR driver. So just hone in on that thing if you can, just a little bit.
It's adorable. That's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.